Lively Stone's Meditations for Friday, 7th January 2022. But you will see me. John 14, verses 19 to 24. A little while longer, the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. I recall being told as a student that when studying a text, an image, a presentation, to ask yourself questions to get to the heart of what is before you. Do not accept your own preconceptions, but cultivate an inquiring mind. Do not be afraid to ask a stupid question. Judas, the brother of James, asks to those already gifted in Bible study what can seem like one of those what's not to understand questions. He says to Jesus, I don't understand, Lord. In so doing, he elicits a response from Jesus which helps all of us see the spiritual reality of our faith. In verse 18, Jesus says, I will come to you. Now he says, but you will see me. We learn in the book of Revelation that Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Jesus is all-encompassing, and in the words he speaks, he covers the beginning and the end. So when he says he will come to us, it will not pass unnoticed by his people. No, we will see him, and not just see as in notice or observe, but see as in know, understand, and have an almighty revelation of the Son of God. Jesus is expanding on what he means by the Spirit of Truth in what is an essential time of teaching for his disciples. We are being led through a time of preparation in our walk when we will feel that he has left us, that we are alone. But he reassures us of his eternal presence for those who love him. He is revealing to us how the Holy Spirit works and lays before us the terms and conditions, as well as the guarantee. Meditate on these things. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. A Holy Command. Oswald Chambers on Love. Love with all your strength. The gods of other religions are unmoved by men's troubles simply because they do not care. But our God, in his love and compassion, imposes on himself our weakness and pain. Yet while he is unmoved from the well-centered strength of his mighty purposes. From Christian Discipline, Volumes 1 and 2.